272 Northeastern, okay, and more and speaking with another passenger. I can't tell you how much blood there is, but this person definitely needs some attention.
Okay, well, you let them know, and I want you to make it very clear and concise that you are talking to them. Let them know that medical is en route, and if they would not like medical, that they need to deboard the bus.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that right now.
Okay, I'll stay on with you.
Okay, I mentioned it, and that person has a mask that's hanging on the wrist, and there's blood all over it.
Okay, what did they say to you?
Nothing, and the person is now off the bus and walking, is now going to sit at the bus stop.
Okay, I copy. Are your doors shut?
They are now, and the person is now continuing down MLK.
Okay, and so are they walking southbound on MLK, like in the same direction you're going?
That is correct. And before, yes, there were some back here, all the Annie stuff that we have available for passengers, and they were rubbing it, and it was dripping. So with the blood and stuff, it was dripping off of that person onto the floor, and I can see.
Okay, so now that they're off the bus, I'm going to go ahead and cancel medical. In regards to the biohazard, you said there was urine and feces on one of the seats, and then also blood in the aisleway. Is there anything else?
I think that covers it right there.
Okay, how many passengers do you have on right now?
Eight to ten.
Okay, I don't want you picking anybody else up, but let's do this. If you're okay to continue, or if they're okay to get through, like it's not blocking the aisleway or anything, I want you to continue drop-off only. That means you're not picking a single other passenger up. As soon as you're clear of passengers, I want you to give me a ready for service, and then I'm going to send you back to either Center or Merlo for a new bus.
10-4. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you. At 1831.